Welcome to Nerd Boy Reviews. We're your hosts. I'm Nerd Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast. We give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the week, the movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. Spoiler warning, if you've not watched the latest in nerdy and nerd movies and or television pods and podcasts, go watch it and join us again for the fun. It's along with access to content warning. We touch the stuff, so if you don't like that, fuck off. Did you double it up?
Alright. That was longer than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody.
What just happened there?
We'll be talking about Fantastic Beasts and where to find them today.
Yeah.
Scott is still sick as a dog.
Yep. Fuck off, everyone.
Yeah. So we got our microphones and our interface to start working again. So if you listen to our other podcast this week, you might have been like, "Hey, this is different audio quality. Why?" And that's because we used our little old microphone that isn't great, but I think it worked pretty well. So now we're back on our Regal microphones. So that's fun as always. So let's just talk about this Harry Potter prequel film.
It
takes place in 1926.
Yes.
And you know, we got
like 70 years before the Harry Potter trilogy, in case you guys don't know what math is.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't,
we can't help you.
Just go fucking do one.
Yeah. We got new Scamander. He's a top bloke. And you got Mr. Graves, who's also, you know, Mr. Grindelwald, who is a fucking... He's a fucking shithead.
What are you talking about? I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean,
It is obvious.
Yeah. Even Daniel knew. He was like, oh, yeah, I was like, oh, they have the same hair. But then I was like thinking like, oh, they wouldn't just like make it that obvious.
But they will.
But yeah, like the movie overall, I think was a massive success.
Massive success, smashing it.
Yes, the effects were great.
Yeah,
the characters were excellent. Great. I mean, everything about this movie was pretty good. The story worked pretty well as well.
Lots
of wells.
Yeah, dude.
So, like, what was your favorite part about the movie?
My favorite part, what was the guy's name?
Newt?
No.
Jacob Kowalski?
Yes, Jacob Kowalski. He was my favorite part of the movie.
He's a top bloke as well.
I wouldn't call him a top bloke.
Well, he's uppity up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he's like a good person, a top bloke.
I don't know what that means.
It's
a top bloke.
It just means like an upstanding person, like a good person, good guy, top bloke. Go on.
I've never heard this before.
It's Australian, okay?
Top bloke. I'm going to look this up to confirm this.
Okay.
Not right now, but
yes.
We'll talk about this another time.
Okay.
Anyways. Yeah, dude, like, I don't know. I think his, like, reaction to everything is, like, exactly how we feel. Like, when, like, so, like, this is, like, what I initially love about these sort of stories and whatnot, like the mystical aspect of everything and like learning of a new world essentially and like new races of creatures and stuff like that. Like the Harry Potter world and the magical world is not new to us, but this version of it is.
Yeah.
And we've never been introduced so much into the mystical creature aspect of it all.
Yeah.
And like when Newt takes him into the briefcase to look at all the creatures that he has in there, and he's just like fascinated and he's like, whoa, dude, like this is so crazy, like he's experienced everything for the first time. It's like it makes you feel like you're experiencing everything for the first time.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like, to be able to accomplish, like to give your audience that feeling,
I
think is just superb writing and superb acting and just all around just a well done job, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I thought that Mr. Kowalski was a great character. He was kind of like our Link, you know? Like he was us walking through the world, as you were kind of saying.
Yeah, that's what I was.
I feel like Newt is kind of like Hagrid Prime.
Yeah, like, dude. Dude, Newt was such an enjoyable character. Like, I love him so much. Like, he is such a great character.
Yeah, he was well done. Yeah. Unfortunately, he's a Hufflepuff for us.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, he could join our merry gang.
I mean, he never came out and said it, but it was pretty obvious. Like, he sported quite a lot of, like, yellow things. He never wore a crest from Hufflepuff. Yeah, but
well, I think J.K. Rowling confirmed that he was a Hufflepuff.
Okay. So which, I mean, about that.
You know, like, you can take that for what it is. Like, Death of the Author allows you to interpret things the way you want to. That's the great part about stories is, like, the author can put in their own opinion or what they intended, but it's also, you know, up to you to take it and find meaning in it for yourself as well.
Yeah, I just think through, like, his color schemes of his outfit and, like, the yellow scarf that he was, like, wearing and stuff, I just assumed that he was a Hufflepuff. I was like, oh, he's probably a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, like, his scarf, like, made it seem like he's a Hufflepuff because it was, like, gray and yellow, but, like, his shirt was, like, a gold mustard color and his jacket was, like, a Ravenclaw blue. So, like, that made it look like almost like he was a Ravenclaw.
No, he wasn't.
I mean, you can
live in fantasy land, but... It was blatantly obvious. Yeah. I mean, it's good to have aspirations that you're not the only one in Ravenclaw's.
I mean, I'm the only one, let's be honest. Yeah. But, we also
except for the freaking, like, Ravenclaw Boba Fett, like, sexy chick at, like,
yeah, she was great,
con.
Yeah.
Man, she was so hot.
Yeah, she was great. And then Cho Chang from Harry Potter is a Ravenclaw. And Luna Lovegood. So
yes,
they
true.
Are two crazies for me to hang out with. There were a lot of Easter eggs in this film. Obviously, references to Hogwarts, references to Albus Dumbledore, Leta Lestrange, who I guess is probably Bellatrix's grandma.
Yes.
Bellatrix Lestrange is the crazy bitch that Molly Weasley killed. So that was cool. Overall, they just gave us, like, they're introducing us to a new... old world, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, the characters work very well. The story works very well. What did you think of Credence and this whole kind of obscurity fucking monster thing that apparently kills kids, but, like, he was too old to be killed. I don't know, whatever that shit
was. He
was
too strong to
be
killed.
He was, like, 14 or something. Like, usually, like, you only live to, like, 10, but he was, like, so strong that he lived with this power inside him.
I thought it was pretty crazy. Like, I think, like, the reveal that he was the obscurity and stuff, like, I thought that was, like, pretty insane. Because, like, you know, they're blatantly trying to make it seem like it's the little girl.
Yeah,
like his
sister. The whole time they're trying to, like, make you believe that Modesty was her name.
Yeah. And, yeah, you're really led to believe. And, like, I think they did a fairly good job about using the misdirection there.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was all that obvious that he was the obscurity, you know, until, you know, it was revealed.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. Like, I thought it was a cool concept and everything, and it played really well into making it, like, you know, with Newt's arrival and him, you know, setting some creatures free.
Yeah, definitely. We also had, like, the, like, reference to a squib, which is, like, a person who has no magical powers when their parents are magical, that, like, Filch in Harry Potter films. So that was neat as well, you know, kind of, like, tying us to the world of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Which is great because that's what we're familiar with. So I just thought, like, everything about the movie was well done. Like, I know there's, like, been some criticisms. The only criticism I really have is, like, the main girl, Tina, like, was kind of, like, I didn't, like her that much. I thought Queenie was cool. Like, she was, like, in love with Jacob, and their relationship was pretty funny, and they helped move the story forward. But, like, Tina, like, she wasn't, like, bad. She was just, like, there. Like,
she, like, reminded me of, like, an old-fashioned, like, Hermione Granger. Like, Hermione Prime.
Maybe. Like, but she's, like, not as clever, like, as Hermione. Like,
yeah.
But...
just like the whole go by the rules sort of deal.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but
it was,
like,
just dragged into stuff.
Eddie Redmayne as Newt Scamander was just brilliant.
Yeah, that guy is a brilliant actor. And in case you guys didn't know, Christian actually told me this, that that guy had originally auditioned for the role of Harry Potter in the original.
He actually, I misquoted you. But yes, he auditioned for the role of Tom Riddle. Young Tom Riddle in Harry Potter.
Have just made me sound like an ass.
No. Sick. I did that on accident. But yeah, I went back and, like, actually read what I was talking about before or after I told you that. So yes. Yeah, he auditioned for the role of Tom Riddle in the Harry Potter films. So he didn't get that part, but you know, would he have been a good Tom Riddle? Do you think?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't know. He didn't have that look. I think they got that. They nailed that the young Tom Riddle perfectly. I feel like,
man, this movie just had like a really good cast as well.
Yeah,
like big names too. Obviously, Johnny Depp was only in it for like 10 seconds, but.
Yes, he was Grindelwald.
Yes, he will be the main character we focus on moving forward, I guess, in this series. Daniel said like it's supposed to be 5 movies, but I don't know.
I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't know. Daniel probably got that on Movie Pilot as well.
So, are we gonna see Dumbledore in the sequel?
Yeah, I hope so. That would be so cool.
I saw an article like saying, "Oh, well, who could play a good Dumbledore?" And I'm like, well, why are people already speculating on that if we don't even know he's going to be there? But
yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's possible that we could see him. It just really all depends on what direction they're planning on going with Grindelwald. I mean, he's just like, you know, this very powerful wizard. Yeah. And it does seem like maybe Dumbledore could be quite a good match for him.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Dude, you know what movie I would hope that they would eventually someday make?
Huh.
Is, like, the founding people of, like, Hogwarts.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would make for a good movie. That was just a side note, but I think that would be an excellent movie, don't you?
I do. I think it would. I think it'd be very interesting because, like, there's a lot of history there, and we kind of get introduced to that through the Chamber of Secrets book.
Yeah.
That's where they kind of talk about them building the school and the secret passageway to the Chamber of Secrets that Salazar Slytherin built after his like kind of divide with the rest of the team and all that shit. So like bringing some of that to light and expanding on it, and like I would even have it as a book series, like, but if you can do live action films, that'd be wonderful as well.
Yeah.
So
I think that'd be a good thing to explore. But back to the movie. So what did you think about the Fantastic Beasts?
I thought all the beasts were like pretty cool. Like I liked the little like bug plant guy that would like pick the lock. Like he was pretty awesome. Like I think it's like an owl/hawk/eagle bird that like kind of saves the day and helps obliviate everybody. Frank was his name. Yeah, he was great. Yeah.
Frank. This is Frank.
Yeah, I just thought like they like
the little freaking otter looking thing that was like stealing
everything. Oh, yeah,
or like
Niffler.
The platypus looking thing.
He was awesome, just getting into all sorts of trouble.
He was hilarious.
But yeah, like I feel like I don't know if like it's applicable, but you know, I think you had mentioned it to me. I don't know if it was about this movie, but about something else, where it's like it kind of represents where we are right now in the world, where like people are afraid of things they don't understand, or you know, people are pretty xenophobic. And you know, like, Newt is trying to protect these creatures that people don't understand, and they're, like, banning them. Like, humans can't own, wizards can't own mystical creatures in the United States and all that. Like, there's bans on them, and people are trying to, like, kill them and shut people down and whatever. And so Newt is trying to protect them and help other wizards protect them who are, you know, afraid of them and want to exterminate them and kill them. And
And like, which is pretty crazy because like you never really get like, I mean, you kind of like you experience like some mystical creatures like in the Harry Potter world and stuff. But like this just like kind of opens the door for like a whole different sort of world. And it like makes you like think like, man, like what went on between like that time and the time that we get from Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
And this like what happened to all these like mystical creatures and like why don't we see as much of them and whatnot and like
right.
I mean we do get like a lot, but I mean not as much as it makes it seem within this movie, you know.
Right.
Even like in this movie they seem like they're on like the brink of like extinction, a lot of them, and that's why he's like saving so many of them and he's trying to create like a safe haven for a lot of them. And none of the ones that he has are dangerous in any sort of way, but should be interesting to see where they go from here, like not only with, you know, Grindelwald, but how do they, you know, reconnect Grindelwald to Newt and stuff?
Does Newt come back?
Was like Newt a main character, but yet just a throwaway plot tool for Grindelwald, essentially? Like, I don't know, like, where they're really going with this stuff. Like, they would have to rename it if Newt's not going to be in it, I feel like.
Well,
like,
yeah.
They couldn't say Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them Part 2 and not have Newt in it.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, I believe it'll be a different title, but I think that they're going to stick with this main cast because we do have, like, kind of like at the end where Jacob is in his little bakery and Queenie comes in and, like, he smiles like he remembers. I'm going with he remembers. I'm sure you agree.
And I think this next time they're going to visit London and the UK or whatever, wherever Newt is living, really. And I think, like, a cool concept that they could do is, like, there's, like, some mystical beast that Grindelwald is after that's going to give him, like, some ultimate power. And then, like their team is, like, it's almost sort of like a race between the two sides. Like, I think that could be a cool concept that they could go with.
And right now, Mr. Grindelwald is in custody.
Yeah.
So obviously he's going to have to get out, and he will, because he's like one of the most powerful wizards in the history of wizards. So, I don't know. I think that this movie just did a good job at bringing you back into this world, but also introducing you to new aspects of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, and I think that's why I think, what's his name, Jacob?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Jacob Kowalski. Was just such a relatable character for us, you know, and I think he was, like, one of the best characters. And, you know, just like I had mentioned before, just his, like, introduction is almost like our introduction into this world and stuff, and I just thought that was a really cool concept. Maybe it wasn't an intentional thing, but, like, I think it very well was.
Right.
And I think it was brilliant on their part.
Yeah, and he is a lot like, you know, how you, a human, would be in that circumstance, trying to, like, get on with everyone well and all that. Just like Newt's like, well, we need to go find my creatures, you know, and leave. And he's like, but they gave us cocoa. Like, we got cocoa, bro. But yeah, and then, like, when the rhino creature was, like, trying to, like, mate with him.
Oh, dude, that was so hilarious. I was like, dude, what is happening?
But one of the parts, like, when we were watching it together, was like when Newt was trying to, like, seduce the rhino, and he was like making those noises.
Oh, dude.
And like Skylar looked at me like I do that or something. But
dude, that part was so hilarious. Dude, that was easily like top 5 moment. Yeah, he's like, movie for sure.
That's great.
Do you think you could compile like a top moments in the movie?
Maybe. Like, well, I can do, like, a top 5, like, elements kind of thing. Like, I don't know if I can do, like, top 5 scenes or moments, but, like Niffler was great. Little steely little asshole little creature. I liked Frank the Bird.
Yeah.
Newt Scamander, like, in all his scenes was just, like, really good. Like, he just brings so much to that, you know? Like, it's kind of, like, coy shyness kind of, you know, brilliance almost. Jacob, like, he's just wonderful. He's just like, man, I'm a human.
Yep.
I don't know. I think I went off like course, like with what you actually wanted me to talk about. So
yes.
Go on.
definitely did. I meant just like top 5 moments of like scenes and stuff. I can't believe you can't come out. How many times have you seen the movie now?
Just 2.
2 times. I've seen it once.
Yes.
And I can come up with this top 5
list.
Okay,
go on.
All right. Number 1, easily for me, was Jacob's introduction into, like, the magical world, being in the briefcase and seeing all the animals and stuff. And he's like, nah, I'm not dreaming. He's like, what gave that away? He's like, because I'm not this creative.
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorite moments in the movie. Another favorite moment in the movie would be, quickly, I want to go over, this movie was able to accomplish something I've never seen in a movie before, is have like 3 climactic type moments at the end, and each moment broke your heart every single time, dude. It was intense at the end of the movie. So when, that kid was killed.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was, like, pretty intense and, like, very emotional because, like, even though, like, Grindelwald's, like, evil intentions. He didn't want that to happen to him. And then knew like their reactions to him dying, and like because they wanted to save him and help him and stuff. Well, Grindelwald wanted to use him, but anyways, that him dying was pretty intense. That was a moment for me. Jacob losing his memory was just fucking awful.
Yeah,
I could just imagine if that ever happened to me. Like if like, you know, because something that's like, you know, as a nerd and like being into this stuff, it's like a part of you always like wishes this stuff was real.
Right.
You know. And, like, I think almost any nerd could agree with that. Like, there's a reason people go out and cosplay and stuff, and there's a reason we read these things and watch these shows. Because we wish that it was real. I mean, let's be honest.
Let's be honest. Jacob was the real hero in this story.
Yeah, and then...
Newt leaving on the boat.
Yeah, Newt leaving on the boat.
Yeah.
That wasn't an actual moment, but that was just part of, like, the heartbreak.
Yeah. Well, so, like, right before Jacob lost his memory was, like, the saddest part. To me, like, because, like, he was like, well, everybody knows Newt just kept me around for. And he's like, what did you keep me around for? And he was like, because I like you, Jacob. And he's like, oh. He's just, like, crying. It was so sad.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole, like, build up and then him actually, like, losing his memory and stuff, like, was just so soul-crushing to me. The mating scene with Newt, him, like, acting it out and stuff. And, dude, that shit was hilarious. And then, I was, like, thinking of, like, the moment, dude. I fucking just forgot it. Five would be... Let's think.
There's just, like, so many good moments, like...
Oh, the introduction into the U.S. ministry.
Oh, yes, the United States Magical Congress or something, yeah. Whatever it's called.
Yeah, like, their headquarters, which would be the Ministry of Magic. Essentially. Just the U.S. version.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool, and to see, like, what they look like and stuff. Yes. Top five moments for me. Could you come up with the top five list? Now talking about all this a little bit.
Maybe. Jog some memories. Maybe.
All right. Just try to come up with the top three.
Okay.
Top three. That's pretty easy.
All right. So Niffler and Newt like fighting kind of like when they find him like in the jewelry shop.
Okay. Yeah.
And like, you know, then like they leave after that. The mating scene, of course, was fantastic. Yeah. Like, the final kind of fight where, like, Grindelwald is, like, using electricity and shit from his wand. Like, that was pretty crazy. When they killed Credence, Avi.
Yeah.
And then, like, the Jacob scene where, like, he starts crying.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty intense. Yeah. So, I'll go off of your list. What you're doing at first is characters.
Yeah.
So, I would go, number one, easily Jacob. Number two, easily, Newt. Number three would be the little platypus guy.
Yep.
That little guy, that little critter. He was amusing to me. That's three. I would go with,
Thicket, the plant guy?
No, the goblin guy.
Oh, I forgot his name, but like, I think he was voiced by Ron Perlman.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I could see that now like trying to think about
it.
Like
tipped off the magical Congress.
Yeah, it was
Congress.
Like the goblin guy.
Yeah. Goblin guide.
Goblin guide.
Yeah, he was like a goblin with like a long ass nose, yeah.
Yeah, that guy, the mob boss guy.
Yeah.
And then number 5. Oh, what's her name?
Queenie.
Queenie.
She's great.
She was great. Saved the day. She was fantastic.
Yeah. I think, like, they just did such a good job, like, with the story. Like, there were, like, a lot of parts that tried to, like, mislead you a little bit.
Yeah.
But
I feel like their misdirection and, like, the attempt of it was all very good.
It was all done very well.
And then the only thing that, like, you know, I felt was blatantly obvious was who Grindelwald was. You know, you obviously knew you were going to meet him. And then you never see his face, but you see, like, the back of his head and, like, his hair. And it was all blonde. And then, like, they switch scenes into who you believe is... Oh, fuck, dude, I'm so terrible with names. What is his fucking name?
Credence? The kid?
No. Or
who are you talking about?
The guy.
Mr. Graves?
Yes, Mr. Graves. Yes, him. And I was just like, oh, the same person. I was like, I was so confused, like, during the movie. I was like, isn't that the same person as Grindelwald? Like, us?
Yeah.
But Credence, though... What was up with his, like, Down syndrome mentality, dude? Ezra Miller, bro.
That's our future Flash, bro.
I was just like, I was like, man, why does this guy look so familiar? And then I was just like, I was like looking at the credits and they're like, Ezra Miller playing Credence. And I was like, that's going to be the Flash, huh?
Well, I think that was his best impression of an abused person. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
A troubled youth.
Troubled youth as well. Yeah.
So, what would you... Do we got anything else to talk about in this movie?
I was thinking of something, but then I forgot what I was thinking about. So, that's unfortunate.
So, we did top five moments, top five characters, what we liked and didn't like.
Yeah. So, like...
What we think we could do... So, what do you think that they could do with the future of this? Go ahead and finish your thought.
Yeah.
Though.
So, like, this movie kind of reminded me a little bit of, like, the first couple seasons of Buffy. Because, like, in that show, like, they kind of, like, try to explain everything they don't understand away. Like, and they have, like, no peripheral vision. And they're just like, all vampires are just teenagers on LSD and shit.
Yeah.
like, they obviously know that weird shit goes on, but they just find ways to explain it away. This kind of, like, did the same thing. Like, obviously, they do obliviate people in that. But, like, how do you explain away, like, the road getting tore up every other day? Like, buildings collapsing and shit? Like, fucking, like, obvious magical stuff happening.
What did you think about that chick, though? Is, like, the anti-witch, like, the anti-magical movement person?
Oh, she was a C-word, bro. Yeah. She was, like, the worst. The actual worst. Like, and, like, that little girl... That, like, we were meant to believe was the thing. Like, and she's, like, singing that song about killing witches and shit.
That was pretty
fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, that was pretty intense. I was like, what the hell?
That's fucking dark as shit.
Yeah, dude. I was like, oh, man. I love that. I honestly really enjoyed this movie.
Yeah.
So, one more question before we get to grading. What do you think? Do you have, like, a different theory as to what they can do with the future other than mine? My theory was, you know... They're both in the hunt for a magical creature that can give somebody power.
Well, I think, like, if they don't do that, they'll find a way to bring Newt in. Because Newt and Grindelwald are now connected because of this story.
Yes.
Like, obviously, they've crossed paths now. And maybe Grindelwald's going to capture Newt and try to have him find another Obscurus or whatever for him or something. But, like, Newt did use one of his creatures to tie the hands of Grindelwald. So maybe something happens there. I don't know. He needs to come back to get his little creature. Who knows? I think they're going to tie it up in a nice little bow for us.
Do you believe that we'll see Dumbledore in the next movie?
I do hope so.
I hope so too, because I feel like a good way they could easily do it is that we visit Hogwarts and everybody goes all crazy in the theater. And then we see Newt walking down the hallway into Dumbledore's office, and then he's just, like, trying to get advice on what he could do. Because, obviously, the way he talked about Dumbledore in the movie was that he looked up to him and felt that, you know, there was an inherent connection between Newt and Dumbledore, and it was, like, he believed in him, so there's some sort of mentorship there.
Yeah,
that you're kind of led to believe that a little bit. So I believe, you know, the fact that, you know, it's not too far of a stretch that Newt would go to confide in him for advice and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, because Newt, he's talked about it in this film, like, he thinks Hogwarts is the best wizard in school. He got expelled from Hogwarts, and Dumbledore is, like, the only guy who really stuck up for him. So I hope we see Dumbledore. I think it'd be, like, pretty cool if he was there. Who do you think would be, like, a good actor to play Dumbledore? Like, young Dumbledore.
A young
Daniel Radcliffe. that'd be terrible. It'd be too confusing.
That'd be so hilarious, though.
Ewan McGregor could be a good young Dumbledore. He's a good British bloke.
Oh, what about the guy? No, that doesn't work.
Scotty
fucking T. Oh, man. I don't know, man. I'm awful at, like, trying
fan
to make,
casting and shit. Yeah,
fan casting. I'm honestly just the worst.
Yeah. Benedict, like, Cumberbatch. He's already
I was
going to
say, like, the
wizard.
Guy that played, like, Aragorn.
Oh, Viggo Mortensen. Yeah, he could work. he could work. Maybe, possibly.
Because he's like a little bit older, but not so much into that older range. That
even like Orlando Bloom could probably do it. Hey, him and Johnny Depp have good chemistry from the Pirates movies. So like if he was Dumbledore and Johnny Depp is Grindelwald, it'd be like old times.
Oh, that'd be so hilarious, dude. That'd be the funniest thing ever, dude.
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield. What the fuck, dude?
I'm just throwing names out there.
The guy that plays Martin Stein.
Oh, my gosh. No, that'd be awful.
That'd be the worst.
The guy who plays Jax. that wouldn't make any sense. But whatever.
All right. So.
Wentworth Miller as young Dumbledore?
Yo, G casting there. That'd be funny. Man. So, what would you grade this movie?
I gave it a solid A for effort.
For effort?
Yeah.
Are we doing letter grades for movies? Is that a thing?
I think that's... Well, we did it for comic books. I think movies were given, like, letter grades. But if you want to give, like, other grades, that can be, like, 9.8, you know, kind of grade.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Let's get it at number grades.
Okay.
It's a little confusing me.
Okay.
So, 9.8?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. 9.8.
Yeah. Obviously, it's not a perfect film, but it was very, very close. It was near fucking mint.
It was fucking mint as fuck! I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. These headphones are just going back and forth, like, weird. But, like, it's recording fine, so.
Yeah. It's hopefully.
There we go. Yeah. You just fucking made it go into another universe for a second with the headphones, so. But, yeah, that's going to wrap up our review of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yes.
Because I need to go get some Scran and take a shower and get ready for work tomorrow.
Same. No, I already took a shower.
Are you hungry?
I am.
You need some Scran, too.
Need some Scran.
And off to Kip.
Yep.
Yeah. Saquon.
Yeah. So, this podcast should be followed with another podcast that we did, which is our weekly podcast, you know, of the delivering of the newsletters and stuff like that. Things that happen in the nerd universe. And also our weekly shows, which we only had 4 shows this week. Go check out that podcast. Let us know what you guys think. Make sure you guys are following us on all our social media links. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we also have a Snapchat account. Make sure that you guys are visiting our website frequently, www.nerdyboysreviews.com, created by Christian himself. Lots of interesting articles. Well, what we think is interesting.
Yeah.
You can always go on there and comment and say, hey, this was a completely shit article, and you can tell us why. We won't be offended because we're not a little bitch. There's also a blog section where, you know, if you guys ever want to start a thread of just randomness, it doesn't even matter what the topic is. You can start a blog. Our weekly grades are there if you ever want to check to see what we graded something on our weekly shows. Christian's comic book list, his weekly list that he publishes, give you guys a good idea of what you guys might be missing out on comic book wise. He also gives little reviews on there as well.
Yeah, so check the stuff out because that's cool. Shoot, I keep having stuff to say and then forgetting what I'm going to say.
Probably because I just talk forever and then you forget. And
oh,
then
I'm maybe. Just rate and subscribe to us and write us a review and stuff on iTunes because that'd be cool. Share us with your friends and family because who wouldn't like to listen to us?
Yep.
And very exciting this week is upcoming week is our 4-part crossover.
Oh my god, I'm so fucking stoked.
With the Dominators, hashtag invasion.
Hashtag invasion.
So yes, this
I know exactly what you're gonna probably say.
Go on.
I might be wrong. But big shout out to Reality Comics social media for nerds. Go check them out at realitycomics.com. Link is also on our website for them. Also, a big shout out for Nerd Variety Podcast, podcast on nerdy stuff. If you like our content, you'll most likely like their content. You can find them on podbean.com. You can find them on iTunes, I believe. And go follow them on their social media on Facebook and Twitter. Big shout out to our best follower on Twitter, Nicholas J. Thank you so much for always interacting with us, buddy. Love you guys. And big thank you to anybody that stuck through this podcast. We appreciate it. And if you did stick through it, do us one more favor. Make sure that you're rating, subscribing us, leaving us some feedback, good or bad. It doesn't matter. It won't hurt our feelings.
Yes.
Got anything else?
I have nothing else.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for us, and we're going to fucking get on with it. So, we are your host. I'm Nutty Boy Scott.
And I'm Nutty Boy Christian.
And here at NBR, we got one simple message for you. That's
stay nutty, boys.